It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
When the book of Acts, chapter 16, and this is where we left off the last time in our last study, we saw how that Paul and Silas were in jail. And at midnight, they sang praises to God. They were praying. And all of the people who were in jail, they heard them singing and praying. And there was a great earthquake, and all the doors came open in that jail. And the jailer heard all the commotion, and he was afraid that all of the prisoners had escaped, and he was getting ready to kill himself. And Paul told him, said, "Put away your sword. Don't kill yourself. We're all still here." And the jailer came in, and he looked at him. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And of course, Paul and Silas said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Well, we keep reading. We find out that in chapter 16, how that the jailer took Paul and Silas. He cleaned their wounds. He fed them. He took care of them. Then we understand that as we continue reading there, that the law in present there in that time, the ones who had put them in jail said, "Release them." But then they had heard that they were Romans, and they got scared. They said, "Release them." But Paul, he said, "No, I'm not going to be released. You let them come and tell me personally, because I am a Roman citizen." Well, they came and they set them free. It says in verse 39, "And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city." They wanted to get rid of them. The law wanted to get rid of these people, Paul and Silas. Well, notice here, there was comfort that came from the brethren. And in verse 40 of chapter 16 of Acts, it says, "And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed." Well, once again, I believe there was comfort going around from each, from Paul and Silas and from the brethren there in that area. But we see that Paul and Silas are going to leave, and they left. Well, Paul, Silas, and Timothy. You see, Timothy was with them during this time, and I believe that also that Luke was there. And you wonder, why weren't they put in jail? Well, I don't know. God had plans for them, and it was Paul and Silas who was placed in jail in Acts chapter 16. Well, Paul and Silas and Timothy continued on the second missionary journey. Now, as they departed Philippi, once again, they were departing Philippi in Acts chapter 16. They traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia and arriving at Thessalonica. And during Paul's discourse, and we understand this means preaching, he was preaching to the people of Athens. He speaks of them referencing their own poets, saying, "For we are also his offspring." We're going to read about that in just a moment. Well, Paul pointed out that since we were the offspring of God, he, God, could not be made of gold or silver or stone by human artists. And Paul then, he taught them of repentance and judgment. He indicated that Christ would be the judge and that he was raised from the dead. Yeah, of course, some mocked Paul at this saying, and others wanted to hear more about this later. Some believed and joined. Well, notice this in Acts chapter 17. Let me give you just a little bit of an outline here. We see preaching in Thessalonica in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. And we see preaching in Berea, Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 14. And then we see preaching in Athens, Acts 17, verses 15 through 34. Well, now let's look at something that was going on here, the preaching of Paul. And Paul, Silas, Timothy, and I believe Luke was with them, they arrive in Thessalonica. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 1, it says, "Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews." Well, what does Paul find in the synagogue? Acts chapter 17 and verse 2 says, "And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. Well, Paul's purpose here, of course, is to preach the gospel. And Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Well, Paul preached, and as a result of the preaching, some believed, according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 4, and we're going to read that in just a moment. Something else took place. A great multitude of Greeks believed. Many women believed. Some Jews did not believe, of course, and some Jews and those who did not believe, these people who did not believe caused a disturbance. And we read in Acts 17 here, we're going to read that in just a moment, that the whole city was in an uproar. When the word of God is preached, something happens. People listen, and some refuse it, and some receive Jesus as Savior, because that's what the gospel is, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It's salvation to those who believe. But some will not believe, and sometimes they will cause trouble. And we see this happening here in Acts chapter 17. And then we see that the city was persuaded to attack Jason's house and his family. Well, notice here that in Acts 17, verses 4 through 6, "And some of them believed." Remember now, I said, when you preach the gospel, some people believe and some will not. But it says here that some believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. A lot of people got saved here. "But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, 'These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.'" Well, there are accusations made here, and it says these people, in other words, these Christians, have turned the world upside down. Acts 17:6. These people, these Christians, according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 7, it says, "Whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." According to the preaching and according to what happened here, the accusations that the unsaved people brought against these people who were serving God, what were the results of this? Well, Jason and others, once again, were beaten, and they suffered. But notice in Acts chapter 17, verses 8 and 9, what took place. "And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and the other, they let them go." They took Jason and the others into custody, and they couldn't keep them. There was something, some reason they couldn't keep them. They knew that they hadn't really broken any law, so they had to let them go. And I believe these people, Jason and the others, they had a testimony for the Lord. And once again, God will protect us. God takes care of us, and sometimes we're placed in a situation where things really don't look that great. But we should not let that stop us from proclaiming the love of God to the people, proclaiming that Jesus came into this world to seek and to save those who are lost. Take every opportunity to present Jesus Christ as Savior of the world. Well, notice here, we see more preaching by Paul. All of these things didn't stop Paul. It didn't stop the Word of God from going forth. And in Acts chapter 17 and verse 10, it says, "And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews." Well, we see in that verse that Paul and Silas leave Thessalonica, and they arrive in Berea. And Paul and Silas go to the synagogue. Remember, this is where they would go to reach people. The synagogue was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul and Silas would go to where the people were. Where more people were, more people could get saved. And we also see here in verse 11, it says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." We see here that the Bereans were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica. In other words, they listened. They wanted to know. And this was because they first received the word with all readiness. In other words, they were ready to receive. And I found that as I go forth and tell other people about Jesus Christ, Jesus has worked in their hearts before I even get there. And many times they're ready to get saved. And what I do is simply give them an assurance. In other words, let them know what Jesus says and that they can be saved and how to be saved. And they receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They're ready to be saved. Well, these people were too. And it says, they then searched the scriptures daily to see if what Paul taught was the truth. They were hungry for the word. And notice there that they searched daily to see if Paul taught what he taught was the truth. And I encourage each person when I speak that they need to have their Bible open and follow along and see if what I'm telling them is the truth according to the word of God. And once again, your pastor, if you are a member of a local church, and you're going there and you're listening to the word of God, you need to open your Bible and check up on your pastor. And he will not mind that because he wants you to read the scriptures. He wants you to follow along. And once again, he's proving, if he is a pastor that's preaching the word of God, he wants you to know that he is the man of God whom God has sent to you to teach and to preach the word of God. Well, we look further now and we see that one person has said this. It says, the new Christians at Berea prove the noble example for all new converts, even those who nominally believe the Bible, such as those at Thessalonica. Urgently, and they need to study it daily for themselves, not simply relying on the expositions of a pastor or Bible teacher, no matter how capable he may be. Well, that person said exactly pretty much what I've said, check up on the pastor, check up on the preacher, and make sure what that person is teaching is accurate according to the word of God. Well, what was the response to the preached word here? Well, the Bible tells us that many Jews, and that's of the synagogue, many honorable, and this would be respected Greek women and men, believed. And this is Acts chapter 17 and verse 12, where it says there are therefore many of them believed, also of the honorable women, which were Greeks, and of the men, not a few. In other words, there were many. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. Well, many people believed, and they got saved, but there were others who did not want this to happen, and they stirred up the people. And after the Jews from Thessalonica stir the people up at Berea, Paul leaves, according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 14. But Silas and Timothy stay behind. Acts 17, 14 says, and then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timotheus abode there still. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you do not leave us in the dark, but you've given us the light. You've given us what we need, Lord. You've given us Jesus Christ, who leads us into all truth. And I pray if there's one here today, Lord, that's listening, that is not saved, may they trust you as Lord and Savior even today. And those who are saved, that person today who is saved, may you help that person, Lord, to live for you and to do your bidding. And may the testimony be one that would help others know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.